And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Damius, here to give you another movie review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Spy X Family, Code White.
For their first family vacation, the Forgers travel to the snow-covered land of Phrygis.
Careful wandering off. We don't want you getting lost.
It's a special night, so I think it's okay for Anya to stay up past her bedtime.
That trip?
You must retrieve the microfilm without fail.
Ended up holding the fate of the world.
I'll see you in hell, baby. Would have gotten them all if they weren't so fast.
They're not moving, Anya.
So, yeah, this is an anime movie review this time around. We're getting a Spy X Family. I'm currently in the middle of watching season 2, so I'm a little bit, like, offbeat. But luckily for me, Code White is its own, like, offshoot movie. So you don't really have to worry too much about the context of what's happening of the show to get an idea of what the movie's about. So this one's like an original screenplay to my knowledge, and I'm excited because it's still produced by WIT Studio and Cloverworks, so you're still getting that style of animation. And it's a very, like, I would say it's a very simple story for everyone here, the family Folger. To start out, the plot seems pretty simple. Once again, the Operation Strix is kind of on edge because Anya still needs to get basically the Stella Stars, and she's having issues here. And there's a little bit of marital problems between Yuri and Lloyd, so there's a lot happening. I would say the movie is like a small arc. It could be considered a small arc of the show, and I think that's the best way to put it. And so the general idea is Anya has to create a dessert for the principal. And so they go on this adventure a town over to kind of find the perfect dessert for the principal. And along the way, you know, spy stuff ensues, and, you know, it's Spy Family. So if you're already a fan of the series, this movie definitely is along the lines, because it's still the same old, nothing over the ordinary. Definitely just brought to the big screen. There's nothing super, like, I don't know how to best say it. There's nothing like grand about the movie that really like gave me that, what's the best way to put it, that a Spy X Family movie. You know, it's because I enjoyed the show. The show is it's a simple, like, spy action comedy, so it has a little bit of everything. It has some action, it has some espionage, and it has some goofs, and I think that's what's fun. It's a kids show. It's made more so for that, so, but it has some like intriguing stuff to it. That's why I especially enjoy the series. But I was hoping a little bit more from a movie based anime, mostly when it has a decently concurrent show behind it. Like I said, it's not bad. It's a small arc stretched out and reasonably animated. I would say it's a decent story, but, and some of the sequences they use, some of the action sequences are underutilized, and some of the fight scenes for a animated film, it was all right, but I wish they did a little bit more for certain characters. It felt lackluster in that sense. Like, it was cool, but I wish they put a little bit more, because I'm only halfway through season 2, but I felt I've seen some more intense, like, action sequences in the first season and my halfway through than the movie had. It has, like, a couple, but for a movie based anime, I was hoping for a little bit more. But you know, it was all right. It was nothing too outrageous. I think that's my only like really hiccup with the film. I think that's it was just the underwhelming amount underwhelming amount of possibility for the film. There are certain scenes that are elevated. There are some fun comedy scenes that are like definitely like elevated for the big screen. Definitely a little bit longer poop joke than I thought we were gonna get, and you'll know what I mean when you see it. But it had us laughing in the beginning, but it stayed a little too long, and I'm like, okay, like sure. And then it's just, yeah, it's a fun movie. I like what they were doing with some of the interactions. Like I said, the film really just emphasized a small arc, and I think that's really the only thing. There's nothing real cohesive like that would be interesting to just be of the movie, like its own little tale. Like you could probably forget this movie ever existed and it wouldn't have mattered to the Spy X Family franchise. You know, that's kind of the sad thing. There's some movies definitely that are side stories or even like non-canon movies that are cool and you relive them, but this one is definitely could have just been its own little arc. But I enjoyed it. Like I said, I had fun watching him. Would I recommend people to watch this if it's still in cinema? If you're a big Spy X Family fan, I would. It's fun to see the family on the big screen and just seeing them like that. That was just fun to do. But the everyday person, not so much. Even a casual fan, if it shows up on some streaming service, I would wait. But yeah, if you're a real big fan of the show, I would recommend at least one watch. But yeah, those are just my thoughts. Let me know down in the comments what you guys thought. Did you watch this? What were your thoughts? Do you plan to watch this, or is like I'll just wait? So yeah, thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya. See ya. See ya. See ya.